The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
You may have heard some estimates of the damage cost from Hurricane Irene, and to be completely honest, it's much too early to have any idea how much it's going to cost for places like Vermont and New Jersey to recover from the storm. But we do know that 40 people have died, and that number could rise because flooding continues to cause problems in many states. It has been, as we've noted many times, a record year for natural disasters here in the U.S. We had flooding along the Mississippi, tornadoes. We have a drought still going on in Texas, wildfires all through the Southwest, and it's affecting FEMA. The Federal Emergency Management Agency is warning that their disaster relief fund is running low. FEMA spokesman Bob Josephson says it now has between $800 million to $1 billion left, and that's not a lot of money. Joining us now, John Copenhaver, former FEMA regional director for the Southeast U.S. under President Clinton, and also with us, Jordan Fabian, political editor at Univision. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
John Copenhaver, maybe you can give us an idea. $800 million to $1 billion may sound like a lot of money to people, but when it's supposed to respond to disasters, that's really not a lot, is it?
No, it's actually not a lot of money. The kinds of disasters that FEMA is asked to respond to are the ones that literally have made it to the top of the significance peak. They're the ones that have been declared by the president to be national disasters, to be disasters with huge impact. Many of the disasters that occur in communities don't ever get to the point where they're declared by the President of the United States authorizing FEMA assistance. So these are big disasters to begin with, and they typically tend to be very costly.
That's John Copenhaver, former FEMA regional director for the Southeast under President Clinton. So, you know, at this point, this is unfortunately the low point of FEMA's coffers is causing a little bit of fighting already. That you now have people in Missouri claiming that, you know, they should get funds first because their disaster was so much worse than what's happening under Hurricane Irene. I mean, that seems to be a very unfortunate consequence of this.
It is, and I'm anticipating that there's going to be continuing wrangling and disagreement over how much FEMA should get in additional funding, and potentially even over how it might be spent, which would be very unfortunate. The people who would be caught in the middle are the people who've been impacted by these disasters.
Well, let's talk about how it's going to be spent, John, because we have heard from FEMA that they're switching their focus from long-term building projects to immediate disaster relief. That's their plan to kind of conserve their funds while they still have them. Can you explain what that means?
Immediate needs funding typically would consist of the kinds of things that should be done on an emergency basis. I mean, clearing debris in particularly critical areas where, for instance, you have to open roadways that are used to service hospitals. The kinds of things that have to be done very, very quickly in order to avoid inflicting additional suffering on an already suffering public. So when they say immediate needs, typically they really are just those, the things that need to be done very, very quickly. So what they've done is to divert the funding that would have been used for long-term rebuilding in disasters such as Joplin, Missouri, to immediate needs, the kinds of things that have to be done very quickly. Now, I don't remember when we've been in a position where we've had to do that before, and that sets up a much larger argument of to what extent is our legislative branch going to be able to dictate to FEMA exactly where and how they spend their money.
That's John Copenhaver, who was a former regional director with FEMA. Also with us, Jordan Fabian, political editor at Univision. Well, Jordan, let's explore what John just mentioned with you and talk a little bit about the growing storm in Washington, D.C. over whether or not FEMA gets more money and how much. What's the argument?
Well, the problem is that FEMA funding has now been caught up in the broader debate over the deficit of this country. House Republicans have demanded that any supplemental funding or any additional funding for FEMA needs to be offset by spending cuts in other areas. And Democrats have rejected that idea, citing the amount of disasters that have occurred this year, like you were saying, and said that it's an emergency and we just need to authorize this funding so that we can fund both individual assistance and public assistance, both in the long and short term. Obviously, Congress isn't in session right now, but when they come back next week, this is expected to be a pretty dramatic debate.
Jordan, I want both you and John to respond to Congressman Peter Welch of Vermont. Obviously, he's struggling right now with deaths in his state, floodwaters that have stranded some communities, and here's what he had to say.
People were as functional in Washington as folks are on the ground here in Vermont dealing with a very, very challenging situation. We'd get through this pretty damn quick.
All right. So, Jordan, that's the congressman of Vermont saying that the people of the United States are more functional than their representatives.
Well, it's hard to argue with that. You know, disaster relief funding in the past has never really been subject to partisan politics. And now we're seeing it thrust right into the middle of the debate. In the midst of massive disasters across the country. You know, we had an earthquake here in Washington, followed up by a hurricane. Like you were saying, there was tornadoes in Joplin, Missouri, flooding along the Mississippi River. There's just a lot of demand right now in the federal government, and that's being put at jeopardy, which is sort of surprising to me, considering, you know, how badly Hurricane Katrina damaged the Bush administration for what's perceived as a slow response. You would think that Congress would be ready to spring into action.
Although the GOP has no desire to make the Obama administration look good. That's Jordan Fabian, political editor at Univision. Also with us, John Copenhaver, is a former regional director with FEMA. So John, put this in perspective with us. How odd is it for funding for disaster relief to now be possibly caught up in partisan politics? Is it very strange?
It is strange, and I hope that it's a temporary situation. I hope that we can recover our senses and start focusing on what we really need to focus on, and that is to help build resiliency at the community level. A lot of times we spend funds that come from the federal government down to the communities and tell them how they ought to function to be resilient and to recover from disasters. And I think that the whole approach is going to have to change, and I think that likely this is going to help change the role of FEMA overall.
As John Copenhaver, sounding a little bit optimistic, former FEMA regional director for the Southeast under the Clinton administration. Thank you, John. And thanks
Thank you.
To Jordan Fabian, who's a political editor at Univision. If you have a comment or you want to comment or give us your thoughts on FEMA funds, whether or not it should be refunded or whether it's part of big government, call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.